Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I love Genesis chapter 22, 23, and Genesis chapter 24. I love to study these passages of Scripture. It's the story, you know, of Abraham and Isaac. And chapter number 23, chapter number 22, we know that God tells Abraham to take Isaac up on the mountain and to sacrifice Isaac. And we know that God delivered Isaac that day. Chapter 23, Sarah dies. Chapter 24, Abraham sends this servant out to find Isaac a bride and to bring that bride back to them. Chapter 24, whenever you study the Bible, is the longest chapter in the book of Genesis. There's 67 verses just in chapter 24. I said this last Sunday. It's amazing to me that the whole world was created in Genesis chapter number 1. God spoke the whole world into existence in chapter number 1 of Genesis, and it only took 31 verses for the world to come into existence. But for Isaac to get a bride, there is 67 verses that is dedicated to that. Here's the reason why, in my personal opinion today, that there is 67 verses dedicated to that. We know that in studying the prophetical interpretation of this, or the prophetical implication of this, is God getting His bride, or God getting His son a bride. We know that in studying this in chapter 24, that Abraham, we can see him as a type of God, that we can see Isaac as a type of Jesus, and we can see Rebecca as a type of the church. We also know that this servant here in chapter number 24 can be seen as a type of the Holy Spirit and the work that the Holy Spirit does in a finding Jesus a bride. But I also submit this to you today, in a practical application, I really believe that this servant can be seen also as a type of you and a type as me, as we go out and we try to win the lost to the Lord. Now, last Sunday we began in chapter number 24, and I preached number 1, the servant's sending, in verse number 4. Look what the Bible said. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Abraham sends the son out to find, or sends the servant out to find him a bride. When studying our Bible in Matthew chapter number 28, God gave us a commandment to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And lo, I am with you all. Always. Now, each and every one of us has a direct command from God to go. Amen. He has given us a command. This servant had a sending. Number 2, I looked at this last Sunday morning. Not only the servant's sending, but the servant's supply. Know what your Bible said in verse number 10. And the servant took 10 camels out of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master was in his hand. You see, the servant was sent out to accomplish a work for the master. However, anything that servant needed, the master took care of it. Amen. Can I say something to you today? God has a work for each and every one of us to do. God has sent us out. But aren't you glad today that God did not send us out alone, that God has supplied our needs. Amen. We began last Sunday and really spent the majority of the time looking at the camel here and these 10 camels and how it is a type of grace and how God has provided for us everything that we need. You know what David said, don't you? David said this, I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. You know what Paul said? But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Amen. I don't know about anybody else this morning, but I sure am thankful that when God has a work for me to do, God also supplies the need for that work. Now, I want to look at something else today. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's word. We'll pick up in verse number 12. The Bible said in verse number 12, let me back up to verse number 11. And he made his camels kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women come or that women go out to draw water. Now, this is the servant. Verse number 12 said, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me a good speed this day and show me kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and shall say, drink, and I will drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Number one, we looked at the servant sending. Number two, we looked at the servant supply. Here's what I want to preach on today. The servant's supplication. The servant's supplication, or the servant's praying. Father, I love you today, and I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on our life. Lord, I thank you, God, for being good to me. I thank you, God, for mercy and grace. Father, I pray that you'd help us today. I pray, God, that you'd clear our mind. I pray, God, that you would bring back to our remembrance the things, God, that we've studied. I pray, God, that you'd touch us spiritually and physically today. God, I pray that if there's anybody here lost, God, that you'd save them today. Anybody here out of your will, Father, bring them back close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to look at this thought this morning for just a little while. The servant's supplication. The servant's supplication. I want to say this to you today. I believe that if there is one thing that is missing among the Christians in our society today, and that is a spirit of praying today. A spirit of praying today. You know, a lot of times we use prayer as a 911 service, or we use prayer as a spare tire. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Here's simply what I mean. We don't really pray until some tragedy comes in our life. And then when some tragedy comes in our life, we find ourselves turning to God in prayer during that time. I want to say something to you today. God desires for us to have a prayer life on a daily basis. You say, well, preacher, what is praying? Let me just put it real simple. Praying is fellowship with the Father. That's what praying is today. I believe that we should read our Bible. Somebody say amen right there. I love reading my Bible. Matter of fact, reading back through my Bible this year, it's where I got the thoughts that I'm preaching today. I love reading the Bible. And I love to study God's word, but in praying, it is God speaking. In reading, it is God speaking to us. That's what it is. As we read our Bible, God speaks to our heart. But you know what praying is today? Praying is us speaking to the Father. You ever? I hate to even call it a conversation, but you ever had a conversation with somebody and you couldn't say nothing? Are you with me? You ever had a conversation with somebody and you couldn't? It really wasn't a conversation. It was just them talking. Now I want to say something to you. God speaks to us when we read his word. But God also desires to have us speak to him. When you go back to the beginning of Genesis and the world was created and then man was created. We all know this. You've heard me say this a million times over 15 years. God created man for one purpose, and that was fellowship. God walked with man in the cool of the day, and God fellowshipped with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. God desires to hear us. I love reading different books. I love reading books on prayer. I love, matter of fact, E.M. Bounds probably has some of the greatest books that there is on prayer. And I was reading an illustration book the other day, and here's what it said. When you give illustrations on prayer, do you give yours or someone else's? When you talk about God answering prayers, do you talk about God answering your prayers, or do you have to talk about God answering somebody else's prayers? You know, I'm all for asking somebody to help you pray. Somebody say amen right there. I'm all for that. If something goes wrong, man, we do a call them all at the church, or we'll send out a mass text through the church and pray about this, pray about that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, Miss Vicki, there's sometimes I don't share my prayer request with nobody. I don't share them with nobody. And here's the reason why. I want to know that God's still hearing me. I want to know that God is still answering my prayer. If there's 75 people praying about it, I don't know if he heard me or somebody else. I'm glad that he heard and answered, but there's nothing like having that burden on your heart that you share with nobody else, and you just take it to the Father and supplicate with the Father, pray with the Father, fellowship with the Father, and see the Father answer that. This servant has a time of supplication right here in this passage. I want to talk to you about it this morning. Number one, I see this in the servant's supplication. I see the person he prays to. Note that this is very important, by the way, the person he prays to. Note what he said in verse number 12. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee. It's very important who he's praying to. Can I say this? Nowhere, don't nobody get upset with me right here, okay? Nowhere in the Bible, though, will you find that God tells us to go and pull a curtain back and sit down inside a little booth and pull that curtain back and talk to a man on the other side of the mesh and tell him what we need. Now, I didn't call no other religions out. I'm just saying that God never told us to do that. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that. But you know what God said? Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. The supplication of this servant, there was a person he was praying to. Who was it? Oh, Lord God of my master Abraham. You see, I thought about this. What caused the servant to not just say, Lord God, but of my master Abraham? Here's, I began to think about that, Brother Matt, and I began to read back and go back and read the chapters prior to this, and I don't know. I can speculate, but I don't know for certain. But in chapter 22 of Genesis, Abraham is fixing to take his son Isaac and to take him apart on the mountain and to sacrifice him. And the Bible said, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, in verse number 3 of chapter 22, and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. We know that this is one of Abraham's servants in chapter 24. I just can't help but to wonder in my mind, I wonder if that servant was one of them too that he took. I just can't help but to wonder. It was one of his servants. And whenever we study chapter 24, it's his main servant. It's quite possible that maybe, just maybe, this servant was one of the men out of chapter number 24. And maybe this man was there that day when Abraham and his son was at the bottom of Mount Moriah, and he was fixing to take him apart on the mountain. And Abraham said this, "I am the lad is going yonder to worship and will come again." Oh yeah, Abraham believed in all of his heart that if he killed Isaac on that mountain, that God would raise him from the dead and bring him back. Maybe he stood there and watched his boy, as watched Isaac that day, as Abraham took the wood off of the donkeys that day and placed them on Isaac's back. And as Isaac and his father walked up on the mountain, and here a little time later, Abraham and Isaac walks back down the mountain. Could you imagine the ride home that day? Could you imagine as they started home that day? Maybe if this servant was there, he looks over at Abraham and says, "Well, master, how did everything go on the mountain today?" And he said, "Oh, honey, you wouldn't believe it if I told you." He said, "Well, I sure would like to hear a little bit about it." And Isaac says, "Well, Daddy, can I tell him what?" I'm about to get happy. "Daddy, can I tell him what happened on the mountain?" He said, "Yeah, son, tell him what happened." He says, "Daddy took me up on the mountain. Daddy placed me on the altar. Daddy was fixing to kill me and to fillet me off the bone. But God sent a sacrifice in my place. And boy, we made an offering that day. And we talked to the God of heaven. And we worshiped him." Boy, what a time they had going back home. Here the servant is. Now that boy, whether he was with them right there or not, he's heard about it. No doubt about it. Now here that servant is. He's been sent out to do a work for the master. Maybe he gets over there to that well and bows down beside that well that day. He begins to make his supplication known. He says, "You know what? I'm not going to pray to Baal. I'm not going to pray to Muhammad. I'm not going to pray to Allah. I'm not going to pray to Joseph Smith. Amen. Everybody with me this morning? I'm not going to pray to Mother Mary. But I've seen what God, the God of my master, can do." And he says, "Oh, Lord God of my master Abraham." He prayed to the right one. And I want to say something to you today. Our prayer life is so important, but we must pray to the right person. We must pray to the right person. Hear me today. I'm not going to some dead God to ask for help. We was talking yesterday or Friday night one. It seems like it's just all continuing to be one day, Brother Matt. You know what I'm saying? We've been up so much, but we was talking, and Pa Jesse cleaned up vehicles, Miss Helen's husband. He was the best, man. And we was talking about one of the trucks I had, and he cleaned it up, man. And I'm telling you, he could put a shine on one like nobody else. And you know what? Here in a few weeks when all this weather breaks, my truck's going to have to be cleaned up. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to walk up there on the hill to Pa Jesse's grave and say, "Jesse, I need my truck washed, buddy. How about cleaning it up for me?" Let me tell you the reason why. He ain't going to do nothing. Y'all understand? I know that ain't good English, but y'all understand it. He ain't going to do nothing. Let me tell you the reason why. He ain't there. He's in heaven, amen. His tabernacle is there, but he's not there. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a lot of people in our society today that goes to the wrong individual in their prayer. This master or this servant in his supplication made it to the right person. I see the person that he prayed to. Number two, I want you to note this with me. Not only the person he prayed to, but note this, the particulars of his prayer. He just didn't say, "Well, God, do it, amen." Brother John, we sat down to eat lunch on Thursday. And they brought the food out, and I asked Olivia, I said, you going to pray? And she said, no. I looked at Victoria, I said, you going to pray? And she said, no. So I prayed, and here's what I said, Lord, bless this food in Jesus' name, amen. Brother John said, I guess the missionaries needed him praying for today. I said, listen, man, it's time to eat. You ever ask somebody to pray over a meal and it's cold? I mean, it's cold. Whenever they get done praying, I mean, the bread's got stale starting to grow on it. Got stale. Got mold starting to grow on it. Are you with me? I'm not against praying, man, pray. But there's certain times to pray about certain things. When it's time to eat, praise God. So, Friday we went to eat. We sat down at the lunch table. I said, Livy, you going to pray? She said, nope. I said, Leslie? She said, nope. I said, Victoria? She said, nope. I said, well, all right, I'll pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this food. And Lord bless the missionaries. Amen. John just died laughing. I don't know if you caught it, but when I closed the service Friday night, I said, Lord bless this offering and help the missionaries. Amen. Now hear me. When he begins to pray this day, he just don't say, now I lay me down to sleep. I park my scooter beside the street. If I should die before I wake, I pray that somebody hits the brake. That's not what he does. He don't say, good food, good meat, getting late, let's eat. But this is a supplication that he's making to the God of heaven for a bride for his master's son. When we pray, we are the bride of Christ. Somebody say amen. But we are also trying to grow the bride of Christ. We are trying to win others to the Lord. Now I want to tell you something. There should be some particulars to our supplication. Watch this prayer, verse number 14. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Can I just slow down a minute and say this to you? He was very specific in his prayer. A lot of times we'll say this, Lord, give my daughters the right husband. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you, some of our prayers need to be particular. Need to be particular. I just don't say, Lord, give her a husband. I say, Lord, give her the right husband. Lord, give her a saved husband. Lord, give her a husband that knows what the Bible is. Lord, give her a husband that knows what old time worship is. Lord, give her a husband that knows how to pray. Lord, give her a husband that's going to raise her and their children in the house of God. Lord, give her a husband that's a godly man and a hardworking man and not a limp-wristed sissy. That's what I pray for. Matter of fact, there ain't going to be no limp-wristed sissies coming around my house. I take a ball peen hammer to their fingernails like John said the other night. Are you hearing me? Lord, give them the right one. The particulars in our prayer. I want to ask you something this morning. What is some of the particulars of your prayer life right now? What is some of the specific things that you're asking God for? When we throw out I'd illustrate it this way, Brother Lloyd. If we've got a 12-foot throw net standing on front of a big boat and we throw it out to catch bait, we catch all kinds of things. Let it sink down, pull that thing back, pull it in, you catch all kinds of things. But then, if you'll take that shiner and put it on a hook, you're targeting something specific at that time. There's nothing wrong with a general prayer. However, there should be some time in our day that we get serious with God and we make our petitions known unto Him, a particular thing. He is so specific in this prayer. When I say, give me drink, that she goes and gives my camels drink, and that it is the right one. When we pray, listen to what I'm fixing to say. When we pray, my goodness, when we pray specific prayers, God will answer specific requests. When we pray specific prayers, God will answer specific requests. Watch this. There was a person he prayed to. There was the particulars of his prayer. I preached all morning to get right here, and it's time to go home. Number three. There was the payoff of his prayer. In other words, God heard him and answered him. Watch this. Go with me to verse 17, will you? Verse 17. The Bible said this, and Miss Tina, if you want to start making your way up here and start playing softly, it gives people hope. Verse 17. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. Was that not what he prayed for? Is that not exactly what he prayed for? Let's read on. Verse number 19 says this. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Is that not what he asked for? Is that not exactly what he prayed and asked God to do? The payoff was this. God done it. Now, in your eyes and in my eyes and in our little old minds, we're thinking, well, he give her something to drink and watered her camels. How many camels did he have? Anybody remember? Had 10. You know how much water a camel drinks? Up to 20 gallons of water. The Bible said she let her water pot down to her hand. Listen to me. She wasn't driving a tractor that had a water wagon behind it. She either had her pitcher or her little water pot on her head or on her shoulder. The Bible said she let it down into her hand and gave him drink out of it. And then after he drank, then she watered the camel. She emptied it and ran. And emptied it and ran. And emptied it and ran. The best I can figure, now I went to the Great Boonville Christian Academy in the late 80s and the early 90s. Before a lot of y'all was born. I know you was already almost a retirement in the late 80s, but a lot of people wasn't. But the best I can figure, Brother Brian, if there's 10 camels and each one of them drinks 20 gallons, 20 times 10 is 200. Am I right on that? Robert said, yeah, and Brother Brian's thinking. I think I'm right. Brother Will, you're smart in math. Am I right on that? 20 times 10 is 200. Or is it 2,000? No, it'd be 200. You add another zero. Yeah, 200. 200 gallons of water. Any way you look at it, there's a bunch of it, okay? 200 gallons of water. It wasn't some little old request that servant made that day. The servant just didn't say, Lord, give me a little something to drink and let that be the woman and let her give my camels a little something. No, this is huge. And you know what? God done exactly what he prayed for. God done it. God the payoff of his prayer. You ever prayed for something? I'm talking about, you ever got a hold of the horns of the altar and prayed and watched God do it? And watch God do it. You would not believe what God done Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I can't tell you. I just can't. These things shared with me that I can't tell. You would not believe what God done. You say, preacher, why do you say I say that to say this? Don't quit praying this morning. Don't quit praying. I know I've preached to the saved this morning. I know I've really not even preached the law, but I want you to understand something. God hears his children. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee. I will. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We serve a God that answers prayer today. We serve a God that answers. Here's what he said. If you ask anything according to my will, and I hear it. Now, I don't talk about my prayer life much at all. I don't talk about my prayer list. It's something personal to me. But here's the way I've started doing in recent days. Preacher, I try my best at the closing of my prayer to say, Father, I give you my will for this. Nevertheless, my will, but thine be done. Because if all I do is give him what I think it should be, and it's not his will, according to the Bible, he didn't hear anything that I said. He said, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So I always, Brother Robert, anymore, when I'm really in fervent prayer, Brother Tim, I always try to say, Lord, thy will be done in this. Lord, thou, because I want him to hear me, amen. I want him to hear me. How's your prayer life today? How's your prayer life? You want to see God save your family? Pray. You don't see God change your young'un's life? Pray. You don't see God change your church? Pray. There's no substitution for praying this morning. The supplication of the servant.